This is Kuza Conversations with Chris, and I'm excited to bring you another episode with President and CEO of Westwater Resources, Chris Jones. Westwater Resources is a premium quality producer and supplier of battery materials made right here in the United States. On Kuza Conversations with Chris, we discuss how Westwater Resources is supplying the energy of the future.
Joining me right now is Christopher Jones. He is the president and CEO of Westwater Resources. It's a publicly traded company. The symbol is WWR on NASDAQ. Chris, thank you for joining me today. How are you doing?
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Everything's good on our end.
Oh, very good to hear. Very happy to hear that. So let's start with an update. You know, we last did an interview back in December of 2019, you know, a decade ago. Mm-hmm. And so I'd love to get an update. You know, what are some, please give us some highlights of the last, what is this, 9 months, 10 months, something like that?
9 or 10 months. Yeah, that time flies. So we have been very busy over these past 10 months, amongst which we have announced that we have a letter of intent to sell our uranium business to Encore Energy of Vancouver. That's pretty exciting for us because now it allows us to focus entirely on our graphite business going forward. So we expect to close that transaction around the last day of the year. As presently scheduled, due diligence is underway, as you might expect, and there's quite a bit of activity around our properties in Texas and New Mexico associated with that deal. But the highlight act, really, for our business has been the development of our graphite business, the Kuza Project. We are at present in construction of our pilot plant in Germany. This pilot plant is designed to produce more than 10 tons of material, battery-grade graphite, across all three of our products as we go forward. And we expect to commission that pilot plant, let's call it about the first few days of November, mid-November, and it will produce, as I said, more than 10 tons of material across all three of our products between that last few days of December and the first few days of January. We're very excited about how that's working. And the coordination of that project has been amazing on the part of our guys, especially in view of the various travel restrictions and whatnot as we work. So we have three locations in Germany where this will happen, a location in upstate New York and a location in Illinois, all in concert and coordinated from here in Denver. So pretty exciting.
Very good. So let's give our audience a quick overview of the importance of graphite when it comes to batteries. You know, I think I don't even know the importance of graphite to batteries. So I think you can kind of give us an overview and why it's a critical metal for this product.
Well, first of all, batteries really don't happen without graphite. Doesn't matter what kind of battery you're talking about. So the largest single market for batteries in the world is the lead acid market, like the battery in the car that you drove to work this morning. Graphite goes in there as a conductivity enhancement. The alkaline power cells that we use in flashlights and smoke detectors and the like all have a gram of graphite in there to make them happen. So, and that's a 10 billion unit per year market, you know, a gram at a time. The most exciting market is the lithium ion battery market. So like the phone that you carried in and out of your office today, the laptop you use, but the largest single growth market, the electric vehicle market, is really where the romance and where the growth rates are in the graphite business. And graphite is essential as the anode for that battery.
So I have to ask, you know, as you said at the opening here, you know, you're looking to basically really start production of graphite and really get going on that. Do you already have some offtake partners for your material?
We have people interested in our material. At the present, we have an alkaline power cell manufacturer that's interested in 1 ton of our battery graphite material. That's very exciting. What that really means is that we've passed the tests at the gram and the kilogram level, and now they want a ton. You know, that makes 1 million batteries. So they're interested in this stuff. Now, you know, this is the point at which you begin to talk about pricing and delivery. And so for us, that's really exciting. We don't have a contract in place. We have an order for this one. But that's just one. We have hired Jay Wago last July as our VP Sales and Marketing. And he is now actively pursuing conversations and pursuing orders from various battery manufacturers around the globe. And we're brutally excited about the progress he's made so far.
Got it. So just to kind of think of the, you know, moving the chess pieces on the board, so to speak, it sounds like the whole reason to sell the uranium property and getting that asset off the books is to really fund this growth and really try and capitalize as much as possible on the graphite opportunity. Am I there?
As much as anything else, it allows us to focus our full attention on the development of the graphite business. And it allows us to put the uranium business in hands of people that are interested in developing that. And we still retain an ownership position in that other company once the deal is consummated. So we get to participate with them in any uranium upside without any liability or without any active involvement.
Look, the uranium is a tough industry, in the U.S., that, to say the least. So I can understand a little bit.
It could be tough, and you know, if you have a chance to participate in the upside, but without any of the liability of actually having to do it, you know, that's pretty exciting, you know, from our standpoint. And we're believers in Encore's thesis going forward as well. So it is a mutually beneficial transaction, but importantly for us, it really puts laser beam focus on the developing battery markets. Energy storage is the watchword. If you look at, and Bobby, I think you're coming to us from California, where interruptible power has become a way of life for many people in California, but with batteries, less so. And that's true of other places in the United States, but certainly particularly acute in your neighborhood. You know, this is really a great development path for this particular company, and graphite's required for those batteries that you need to have power when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine.
For sure. So, you know, my question then again is to, you know, to the plan moving forward with the graphite asset, you know, is what you outlined, is that if everything goes perfectly, or are these still plans that, you know, even if a couple things and there's a hiccup here and there, you know, that's still the plan moving forward?
Oh, this is still the plan moving forward. Yeah, there's always a bump in the road that you've anticipated or you've planned for, or frankly, sometimes as a surprise. So the pilot plant in all by itself is one of those mitigation measures, if you will. We know how to make the graphite at the lab level. But scaling up from the lab level to the production facility is very difficult. The pilot plant allows you to scale up from to production at a lesser ratio, if you will. And you can wrinkle out some of the other issues that you're going to have as you produce the material. All new plants have some production issues to iron out. This tends to reduce the number of those issues. It also provides now, through the operation of this pilot, informed design criteria for this plant as we design it in the first half of 2021 through our feasibility project. So this is, you know, this is all part and parcel of knowing that there's wrinkles, taking as many of those wrinkles out of the sheets as you possibly can as you go forward, and planning then for a startup of the construction facility in late 22, you always aim for flawless startup. Well, the way you do that is by mitigating these things ahead of time.
Well, Chris, look, I'm going to challenge you to grow full handlebars, you know, until everything is fully complete. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, it's already, I've changed the color. It now comes out great, as it turns out.
Very good stuff. Well, you know, Chris, you know, I'm gonna rename you Christopher Graphite Jones, you know, if all goes according to plan.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, that is a nice flow. So Chris, with that, where can my audience go and find everything they need to know to follow along the Westwater story?
Westwaterresources.net. We keep our website up to date, and you'll see periodic updates through press releases. If you want to subscribe to our email blast list, it's info@westwaterresources.net. Just go ahead and hit that, put your info in, and we can supply you with the information you need.
Very good. Well, Chris, thank you so much for doing this. I really do appreciate you taking the time, listening to my bad jokes. And please stay safe. Good luck. And I look forward to our next update.
You as well. And hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining Coosa Conversations with Chris. We release new episodes every 2 weeks, so subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. To get up-to-date news and find more resources, please also subscribe to our newsletter by clicking on the link in the show notes. Coosa Conversations with Chris is a product of Westwater Resources. If you are interested in what's happening in the green energy industry, please also subscribe to our other podcast, Green Energy Supply Secrets. Thank you again for joining us today. Until next time.